that's very much going with the favourites, isn't it?
Absolutely, Frank. You're certainly siding with the book there. New Zealand are 2-7 favourites against South Africa, whilst Australia they're short again as well. They're 2-5. We actually have a special there. Both the favourites to win this weekend on the semi-finals is even money. Australia and New Zealand both to win even money, which has been fairly well backed this morning. And we expect it to continue, obviously, come up towards kick-off time.
How was the Rugby World Cup generally for tolls and bookmaking?
It was good. To be honest, rugby's one of those, when Ulster playing, we get good interest in rugby, but it sort of takes for the World Cup sort of for it to come along to get maybe the interest of the public, maybe guys sitting down that maybe wouldn't normally watch the rugby. But when it's on, you know, they like a wee bet on it. And no, it's good. But I think the main interest has really been since the quarter-final stages were really the better matches with the better teams, obviously.
And New Zealand is hot favourites to win it, yes?
Yes, they have been from the start. They're now into 8-13 New Zealand. Australia are second favourites there at 11-4. The South Africans are 7-1 for outright. And Argentina are the outsiders after a good win against Ireland last week at 14-1 for outsiders. But of course, they're going to have to win their final two matches against Australia and then possibly, obviously, South Africa and New Zealand final. So they've got all to do, but they were impressed against Ireland last week.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at the other two that I've gone for here. The Tynemere Derby and the Manchester Derby, always good money in the Premiership. Sunderland against Newcastle, I've gone for a draw. Would that be pretty much what you'd expect, or are Sunderland expected to beat Newcastle? It'd be hard to beat them after that success they had last week, Newcastle.
Absolutely, Frank. So Sunday, there's three live matches on Sunday. A bottom of the table clash as Sunderland and Newcastle kicks off the day. We have Sunderland here at 6-4 favourites. The draw's 9-4, which you have plumped for, and Newcastle for the away win 9-5. Only one win, I think, all season between these two clubs, Newcastle, and that was obviously last Sunday against Norwich, I think it was. But no, we have Sunderland chalked up as favourites here, but the draw 9-4 you've plumped for, Frank, could be a winner.
And finally, the Manchester Derby. I'm going against my heart here. Now, how could I even suggest that Man City aren't going to win a match against Manchester United? But they don't have Aguero and they don't have Silva. And I haven't got it in my, just in my DNA to say that Man United are going to win it. And, you know, there's a possibility they will win it because they're well ahead with regards to the players they have to pick from. City are ravaged by injury, so it'll be no credit to Man United if they do win the Derby. However, I know I'm sounding...
You're just hoping for anything but Man United win, Frank, aren't you?
Exactly, exactly. I've gone for a draw. What sort of odds are on the draw?
Again, the draw, same as Newcastle price for the draw, is 9-4. We have Man United as favourites here for this match, 8-5. With Man City 17-10 for the away win. Obviously, Van Gaal's come out during the week saying that possibly because they were away playing and Champions League away from home in Russia during the week, it's quite hard to recover. But as you said there, Man City have a few injuries, but Sterling with a hat trick last week, he can be back at 7-1 for first goal. Or De Bruyne, who scored the winner during the week, he's also 7-1. Boney there's 11-2. Or some goal scorers from Man United, you've Rooney, Martial, both 11-2. And I must add, we have our double and treble the odds goal score concession available on all the three Premier League live matches on Sunday, where if your player scores first goal and scores a second goal, we'll double the first goal score price. And if he scores a hat-trick, we'll treble the first goal score price. So the likes of a Rooney, 11-2, if he scored the first goal and scored another goal, we would double the price from 11-1. From 11-2 to 11-1.
I hate the idea of Rooney scoring first and then scoring twice. Sunderland, Newcastle a draw, Man United, Man City a draw, New Zealand to beat South Africa, Australia to beat Argentina. If I put on a tenner, what would I win?
Frank, for a £10 stake, you would return £190, including your stakes. You'd make a profit of £180.
Interesting.
I think that's nice. That's an interesting wee bet for the weekend. It'll cover your rugby semi-finals plus the main matches on Super Sunday, so it'll give you a good interest over the weekend.
Graham, good speaking to you, fella. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Graham Richmond. He's from Tolls Bookmakers.
Frank's Friday Flutter with Tolls Bookmakers. Dial a bet. Call 90-321-721 now.
So I've gone for Sunderland to draw with Newcastle, Man United, Man City. Oh, heart of hearts says City to win, but no, it will be a draw, I think. South Africa against New Zealand, the All Blacks to win, and Argentina against Australia, a win for the Aussies. That's the way it's all shaping up, thanks to Graham from Tolls Bookmakers.